Blog Talk Radio.
Ace Visions Productions. Ace Visions Productions.
Waiting on me with a big smile on her face, yeah, looking real
try to make the right decision.
I try.
Some women have their own intention.
Oh yeah.
And you will be surprised what some people might do when they really want your attention. But I found me a good thing. Won't let that get in my way. Tell them when I get time I might come through, but I can't come through the day.
Can't stay too long.
Can't stay too long.
I gotta keep moving.
While the baby make a slide, but mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is.
Yeah.
After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house.
Word.
Listen,
word.
Positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter.
Yeah.
Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do,
do
when they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see.
Woo.
Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother.
Yeah.
Taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad picker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver.
Yeah.
But you can never say that as life is through.
Uh-huh.
Five kids
uh-huh.
at 21, believe he got a right to.
Right.
Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him.
Yeah.
But this man, the guts, hear it all in verbatim.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older.
Older.
We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty.
Uh-huh.
Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
That's right.
When they reminisce
right.
over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real. Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
All right, everybody. Here we go again for another Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show on a Friday night. We're hoping that we get some lock-ins. We got a little bit of something to talk about, you know, this Friday. We'll make it a little bit better than it's been for a while. But I'm going to try to get everybody a time. A little time to come on. But right now, I would just like to have Reverend Show come out and do a little prayer for the ones that didn't fast so well on a Thursday night. So where you at, Reverend Show? Reverend Show, come on.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you, for dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord, and that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God, and that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, and that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet, and that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you, so we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God, and may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just pour out your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, y'all. All right. Well, we're going to try to get this thing rolling. We're going to wait a little bit, go a little bit deep into the show because, man, we got some hot Greeks sitting over here just waiting. Just waiting to put them motherfucking in. And put them in that Friday ass. But we're going to waiting for, see if my co-host going to come on here and help me out there, and you know, we got a few other things to talk about. We're gonna mention throughout the show, 16th and 17th. I know y'all seen the flyers. trying to do something for this year, trying to get a whole new thing going up here, where is that everybody can come to the track and have a full day of racing, enjoy themselves. We trying to do like 5 shootouts within the event. It should be real nice, different categories. You know, some of them match up a little bit, but all in all, we going to definitely steal to number one grudge races, get first priority. Anybody going to get down for that grudge race, all they got to do is let us know. We're going to get them up there in between the shootout. Also, if you happen to get in the shootouts and you find your man in there with you, and he decide, and y'all decide, I'm going to say y'all because it take two, to gamble, we're going to call that a grudge race within the shootout. You still got two cars putting that money up, going down the track side by side for that money. So we will be having grudge races within our shootouts. A grudge race is a grudge race, man. I'm just going to try to keep it busy, keep it going. We got Brother Vaughn and Brother Jeremiah putting it together. Well, it's put together, but they're going to be running it. If you want to, if you're interested in getting in, you can talk to Vaughn, Jeremiah, Big Sam, maybe even Brother Leroy, and myself. If you need to talk to somebody about it, if you're interested in getting in it, might as well come on. Ain't no need of being scared. Y'all come for that paper. There's going to be a lot of paper passed around that day. So we're hoping everybody come in, do their thing. We hope the fans come in and have a delightful day. And as always, we're going to try to have good food and a lot of little things going on throughout the track. So y'all just come on in and let's make that a hell of a day. We're trying to find something to hope that everybody can continue and it happen to grow up here in the Midwest. In the Midwest, we wanna bring it back, y'all. We wanna bring it back like the events we used to have, like the street car chaos and stuff like that. We wanna see that happen again. We want people to come on out and enjoy themselves, have their fun with the cars, whether they want to just come out and play with their little toy that they built to have fun with, or test and tune, or come on in there and be that bear. You know, try to take over and be that bear for that day. You know. And we also want to promote that. You know, regardless of which track you go to, you know, go on out to, if you can. You know, if it's feasible for you, go on out to play, you know. If you got the time and everything. We know we all getting older, it slowed down. We got a lot of stuff to do, but, you know, we still got a lot of young folk up and coming and shining hard. So, you know, we want to see everybody grow and continue this trend. You know, let's keep it going, y'all. Yes, sir. But other than that, y'all, I'm trying to make it happen. I'm trying to make it happen, y'all. So anybody want to raise their hand and come on in here with me, or you got some questions or anything, or just got anything that you want to say, you're welcome. Hit that one button. Y'all know what to do. Hit that one button. Come on in. Talk with me. Yes, let's see. What else I want to talk about? Yeah, we had a couple of interesting races. We had old Terrio. Oh, man. I don't know what to say about Terrio. All I can say, he's a warrior, man. He went out there and stood up, but it didn't happen for him. Terrio and Brian. We had old Yak and him out there. Well, Von is Yak now. They went out there and showed out. Preacher Boy went out there, stood up. Hey, man, it's happening, man. It's happening. Yes, sir. So anybody want to come on in here and holler with me? Holler at your boy. So I'm going to have to take a break. As y'all know, Friday I be slow as hell. But just trying to get it done, y'all. Just trying to get it done. You go to the South a little bit. You know, I didn't see a whole lot of things in the South. I didn't see a lot of video pop up on my end. But, man, it was all right. I seen old Tony Bynes and Jamie finally got a chance to butt heads. Well, and the boss, showed that he was still the boss. Yeah. Looked like Jamie tore up out of there. Goddamn it, that boss goddamn it hawked him down. Got that wind light. Yes, sir. I remember y'all. When you had the track, and we have an event, so whenever you had the track, try to find a garbage can close by you. Just don't throw the trash everywhere just to get it out your hand. Let's try to keep the track clean and decent for everybody. You know, respect each other and just do the things that you know it's right to do at the track. Come on out. If you want to cook. Go around, look at the cars. You know, just remember, there's other people there too with their kids and everything. So let's all be respectful of each other. And let's, you know, make it much more pleasant, you know. So everybody think about how they want to be treated and treat other people as well. We ain't got no hands up yet.
Yeah, I'm up.
What's going down, man? What you up to?
Hey, how you doing? Just on the road, man.
Good, man.
I didn't know the mic was open, but it's all good.
Yeah. The mic's open, man.
Yeah, it's me and Uncle
Larry.
It
came up. Okay. Good evening to you, brothers.
Good evening.
Good evening, right back.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, I got quite a few people on here, but so far, don't nobody want to raise their hand. I don't know where my super co-host is. Oh, yeah, it's going to be all right. It'll always be a little slow up here on this north end to get these shows started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got somebody joining us now. I know who this is. What's up, brother? What's going on?
What's happening, Big Eddie?
What's happening with you, man?
And other brothers on the phone?
Yes, sir. How my clock's off, brother, doing, man?
Man, he's doing all right. Just on the grind. Hope it ain't too loud here.
Yeah, I saw your message, man. You're coming in hot.
Coming in hot, goddammit. Ain't no bullshit.
Yes, man. That's a welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see you've been putting it.
Represent for clocks off. Huh?
Yes, sir. I see you put a little work in, too. I ain't going to miss you.
Don't stop, brother.
Yes,
sir. Hey, Eddie, I'm on a mission, baby.
Yeah,
I'm on a
motherfucking
mission. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
God willing, I will be there, ready to rumble.
Yes, sir.
No,
yeah, man.
How you being otherwise?
I've been doing all right, man, trying to make it, man. Taking them one day at a time, that's all we can do. That's all we can gather up, one day at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's up.
Yes, sir.
And I so appreciate you coming on here with us, Ma. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you go. Go ahead.
No, I was about to ask Ed about all the ass cuts that went on over the day. That's all. But I'm going to let y'all go. We can bring that back up in a minute. Let y'all finish
it.
So who's going to give us a play-by-play? Is Chuck coming on or what?
I'm waiting on Chuck because he do it so well there. Somebody it might be money. Playing again, goddammit. Somebody just raised their hand. Then as soon as I would hit the button, they swooped on up out of there. I know who that be. Yeah, I know who that be. That big head motherfucker. That's who that probably is. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, I'm trying to wait on Chuck because the man, he be so funny with the shit, man. I want him to come on in here and handle that part, so I'm gonna give that a little bit more time.
Did you do your call?
No, I ain't called out on him yet. I ain't called him yet.
Did you
steal
your duck?
Yeah, I can give him a call right quick. Here, let me.
I'm saying. I ain't heard the duck sound in a long time.
Yeah, I always try to give him time to come on before I send a special call out to him, because when I give him a special call out, he come in here all nervous and shit, thinking I'm mad and I'm ready to put my bone on his ass. So I don't want him running away and hiding, ducking and hiding. You know, he know that's the call my bone put out to his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to call him right quick, man. I'm going to try my best. I'm sure I'll try to get him a call right quick. Yeah, Marvin, so y'all been working down there, man. I like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Got to do what you got to do,
shit.
Big Eddie.
Yes, sir. I thought I heard something going there. I had to stop it, but I don't see it.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to Terry O, Preacher Boy, old Yak, goddamn, for, you know, kicking the goddamn
yes,
idea off real nice. Real nice.
Yes, sir.
Real nice. Yeah. Even though Terry O got his asshole blew up from up under him, goddamn, he still got out there doing his thing. You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah, come right
yes,
back,
sir.
Tried it again. That's good action.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he got out there and he had some fighting.
You can't pick stupid.
Oh. Say what, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck, hold on.
Yeah.
Chuck, go back out. To put yourself back on the, what you call them, and go back out and hit your one button so you can come up top.
What the fuck I need to come
man.
Up top for?
Satan himself,
okay,
right, you ain't got to.
Hold on.
I mean, you ain't got to, man.
What up, kid?
What's going on, Leroy?
You got it, man. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Big Eddie and family. What's up, kid?
Oh,
man. Leroy.
What's going on? Yo, what up, man?
There you go. Yeah.
Motherfucker, that's gonna cost you a quarter for me calling back in to the show.
Hey, y'all hold on, man. I gotta have a talk.
Fuck, I gotta keep calling in on the show, man.
3-10.
I don't know who fucked up today. Who would tell me that?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. We going to get along tonight, man. We going to get along tonight.
There ain't nobody thinking about your motherfucking ass.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, dog? How you feel?
You know, just making it happen. That's all it's feeling.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. Got to see some motherfucking few little races this week. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Watch the motherfucker get passed around like that bitch on Laramie and Madison, man. I ain't lying.
Damn.
Hey,
Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, he had kind of got away from that name that he had earned back in the days, but, man,
What name? The dumbass donator?
Oh, man.
Oh, he got another
he
dumbass
y'all.
Name?
He ain't through. He ain't through. Y'all believe that.
I got it. Where kid at? Hey, quick. Where kid?
Right here. What up, Chuck?
I got a motherfucking question.
Yeah.
How could a dumb motherfucker wear a damn red fox shirt on there saying this big dummy? Didn't that motherfucker look in the mirror before he put his clothes on?
Oh, man. In other words, he's going to say that T-shirt, huh?
Gee, I guess he knew who he was.
Oh, okay.
Motherfucker had a shirt on saying you big dummy. God damn.
Yeah, 0-3.
Yeah, his record gonna be like the Bears. 5-11.
That's
just like that.
That's just a slow spot, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little slow spot. He gonna straighten that out.
Fuck around and get caught in the mud, you can't get no traction.
Yeah, man.
It's fucked up. Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Hey, Chuck.
901.
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, Chuck, I want you to know I hear some peanuts in my pocket, and I tricked this elephant into coming on the show with me, and his name came out.
No.
Oh,
come on, Flop.
Oh, no.
If he'll
not
wake
my
up
brother
between
Tim.
Naps, he might say,
Flop, why you
Yo.
Bring Terry, your cousin, on the motherfucking show, man?
Oh, man. Not 0-3. Well, hey.
You know
no,
what?
He, I just 3-0.
I don't understand why a man glut for punishment.
Yeah, well,
he already know me and Big Eddie on this show. He want to get on here. Like,
man,
you know
look,
gonna get his butt
be quiet.
You manage.
Be quiet.
You manage,
five
Chuck.
Five
manage.
Hey, Chuck,
I won't hold it against you. I don't mind. Go ahead. It's your discretion. I just want you to know he was on. He wanted to be on what you were saying.
I know that motherfucker always is huffing, but it don't matter, man. We gonna fry some of these dumb motherfuckers up here this weekend.
Yes, sir.
We ain't had motherfucking fresh fries since September, shit.
We had a small one last week.
Yeah. I got some motherfucking Lamont samples, some jackasses, some tots. I got the whole fucking bear report. half these motherfuckers going in the damn fryer.
Ooh-wee.
That's good. Hey, get that Thursday night action. Get them cars ready. I'll say one little thing, a little more back. He's already. I better watch out.
That's why he's showing up.
Yeah. I'll figure like this.
Young Money.
Two motherfuckers. Hey, James two motherfuckers Black. That fucked up
Money.
The donator ought to get it on.
James
what you think, Ed?
Black.
What
yes,
you think,
sir.
Ed?
Yes, sir.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, sir. Right about that, Chuck.
Yeah, that'd be fuck it. They racing with the donated money, so why not?
Hey, it's just like racing for the belt. It's just like unifying the belt, huh? Unify that money.
Yeah.
Oh man. That's something that's up. Unify the damn money. It'd be the undisputed donate money winner of the world.
Oh, boy. Y'all should record his A when he used to talk about that motherfucker with that song. Yeah.
Yeah, they fired up today. He sound good. Got hand up. Uh-oh.
What up, though?
What up, Vic?
What up? Was that Marvin I heard on here a little while ago?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
He can't
is.
Talk about no fucking Terrio, at least Terrio racing. God damn it, he ain't racing.
Hold on. You misunderstood what I said. You misunderstood what I said.
Hurry up and get your fucking car running. Hurry up and get your fucking car running.
Damn, Vic.
I got a motherfucking tag for you, boy. I got a tag for you.
Okay. Well, I done so beat up with bells on.
We'll say what?
Yeah. I said, I damn so be there with bells on.
I'm waiting on you.
I promise you're going to be the first on my list.
That motherfucking toe tag is waiting on you.
Okay. I like that.
Talking shit about Terrio, motherfucker. You ain't raced in 20 years.
Well, first of all, bitch, I say I want to give a shout out to them brothers. I said he got
I'm
his ass beat, but I
field.
Still gave him a shout out.
I'm just messing with you, man. Calm down.
You're very disrespectful, Vic.
Yeah, until I tear that ass up, then he's going to be respectful.
Oh, okay.
I like that. That'll
stop all that.
Earn, you damn right. You gotta earn that respect.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. Yeah, that's.
He gonna be a 1-3-2. He gonna be a 1-3-2, man. You whoop his ass, then I'm gonna tag team his ass, then somebody else gonna come knock his ass. Come on.
What you talking about, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about your ass.
Whenever you fucking ready, Eddie. You got the back time for life with that motherfucker you got.
God damn.
God,
Eddie.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate
hell
it.
Hell yeah, this go manual.
I knew it was going to be 0-3 because he going to give me the back time first, and then I'm going to fuck him up. Then I'm going to give whatever I think
win,
you
Eddie,
and fuck him up again.
Win, Eddie. Eddie, what have you done for me lately, Eddie?
Damn.
Oh, man.
I ain't did shit. Vic. I'm just a little charged up.
You finna run into Umfufu. That's what you finna do. You finna meet Umfufu.
I'm just a little charged up. Hey, man, don't pay me no mind. I'm a little charged up.
Talk about you like that, and you got a motherfucking race coming up? Damn.
I'll break his neck at Clocks Off. Hold on, let me get it right now. Clocks Off and True Grudge.
And True Grudge. I'll break your neck, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie, leave the light work for me.
Mudbone.
Yeah, let me get the little stragglers. You don't worry about them.
I'm going to let you tag him first, but if I'm there that day, I'm going to tag his ass too, man. It's simple as that.
Going to run a train on his ass.
I like that.
That's so.
I like that. Come on. I'm going to show you about a train.
Yeah, the one I'm going to put on your ass.
Are you coming to the stage?
Yes, I am.
I like that.
Yes, I am.
Make sure you talk to me a week before. Make sure you talk to me a week before the race.
Yes, I will. I promise you that. You like come
I
in
like that.
And see it.
Yes, sir. I like that.
Well, don't go out there testing, blowing your shit up now.
Hey, if it blow up, I'm going to fix it.
I know that's right. That's damn right.
Yeah. You better hope it don't be in that way you can't get the parts too, because the motherfucking parts hard to come by. Some of the parts right now hard to come by.
I just go to the corner and pull another bullet out the corner.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a plan, brother. See, I ain't got it like
damn
you,
right.
man. You know what I'm saying?
I got to fix my shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm like two dead red motherfuckers.
I'm going to take that same red motherfucker, take that spot from you, and whip your ass.
Who?
Who you talking to?
I'm talking about your ass.
Who is your ass? Me or Chuck?
Chuck, man, that's who we're talking. You weren't talking just then, man.
Fucking talk about me.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm talking about your ass.
All right, Terrio Jr.
Make sure you put your best driver in there too.
Hey, oh yeah, I already got my best driver. Y'all know who he is.
Going straight, let's go.
Who's your driver?
Y'all know who my driver is.
Who? Don't
Leroy,
say no motherfucking Rob.
Yeah, oh, damn yeah, Leroy, you run on horsepower. I'm putting Rob dead in there on your ass. Put Rob right on your ass. You run on horsepower. We got both races,
what
man.
What you mean, Rob can't spray nothing? He's scared.
I don't know. He ain't never sprayed nothing, man. I want to take that chance unless he gets some seat time, man. But on horsepower, putting him in there.
Yeah, right. I can't run you on horsepower. I ain't got enough. I need that
what
dope.
What you trying to say, Eddie? Rob ain't never been that fast?
Well,
he's,
man, Rob been
he,
mad.
He's trying to go
fast.
He better not
come.
Get it.
Hey, kid, you got to define fast first now. You got to define fast.
All right.
Well, if we use your car for example, we would have to say the tortoise. He'd be the turtle. But if we're talking about my car, we talk about the rabbit. See, even a preschooler can understand that.
Yeah,
the little burgundy turtle or the red rabbit.
Mm-hmm. All right, rabbit. Hey, hey, Vic.
Yo.
You like them little races last couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've been getting it in. I like that.
Yeah, bro.
They got that little mo. That little mo is bullshitting again.
Ooh, we little mo look good.
That race, from what I saw, because I wasn't there, but from what I saw, that race was won off the starting line.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That little boy, I ain't taking nothing from him. That goddamn little boy ain't bullshit.
Yeah, he ain't
that
fucking
body, that, what they call that damn Vine got in there and did his thing. He say he's trying to go to track assistance down and shit first, but but hey, when that tree came down, he went straight, goddamn
it. We went straight. Straight down Broadway.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Boy's been playing.
Well, y'all, we got the potential. Bad a week up on the show right now.
What's going on, y'all? I got a lot of background noise, though.
What's going on, preacher boy?
You still over there celebrating, huh? Yeah.
We had a funeral to go to today. Family.
Well, fuck me. I was going 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I was a murderer the week before. I killed somebody.
Did you kill somebody and took them home to the funeral?
Right. And then Lil Mo became the casket driver. Lil Mo drove his ass right on to the dirt.
Oh, yeah, man, not the burial site.
Yeah, he took him to the burial site. I killed him.
Hey, man, I wanted to make an announcement right quick, too, for those who don't know. One of our fellow drag racers, longtime drag racer, lost his mother, little Michael Hill. His mother passed away this week. So all y'all, you know, see him, get a shout out, and keep him and his family in y'all prayers. That was a good lady. I know her a long time, huh?
It's hard to hear that one.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I reached out to him, but I couldn't get him, so I can understand what he's going through. So, just keep him and his family in my prayers. That's a family I've been knowing for a long time. I've been knowing him since he was an arm baby. You know, so. We're going to just try to keep it, keep them uplifted in our prayers. Yes, sir. So, Chuck, you ready yet, man?
Shit, I'm ever ready, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, goddammit, let's get to 130th tonight, then.
Knock that motherfucker, dog. I don't go past Sibley. Why the fuck you think I'm going to go 130?
So I can fuck you up.
You won that battle.
All right. Well, it's all of them, then. I'm undefeated.
You're undefeated in your mind.
That's the only way you're going to be undefeated is if you don't run nobody.
Exactly. you've been undefeated for the last 3 years. You bad motherfucker.
That's right. You can't be if you don't engage.
Who saying engage?
Only way. Say what?
Tie that motherfucking grease up, Eddie. I just thought about that shit.
Oh, you ready? You ready already?
Man. I want to talk about this motherfucker that got double bubbed and the car cut off and his dumb ass didn't pull up in the damn bean.
Let him ride. I'm ready, man. I'm ready whenever you're ready, man.
How you gonna fry chicken? A nigga that used to be fried in Greece. We just got a short
in fish oil. I'm in fish oil, man. I'm frying them in fish oil. Special request.
Okay,
I'm frying chicken
oil.
And fish oil.
Okay. Hey man, that's the dumbest motherfucker in the world, man. I cut off and still went away.
You ain't lying. That nigga would have had free
listen,
money
on. Hold on, let me tell you the killing part. Cut a perfect bite. Oh, let me ask somebody. Hold on.
God damn.
Yeah, man. I mean, I cut a perfect light, man. After the motherfucker got cut
ooh.
Off.
Damn, yeah. Preacher, you damn near gave it away. What the fuck?
Motherfucker called us good, though. You know?
Yeah, boy.
Next pass, he was killing bugs like a motherfucker, but it still ran.
Hey, man, it would happen a little, it had a little oopy cough. It's been fixed. It caught a disease fucking with that chicken, man.
A little trash got in the bowl.
The bird flu. It caught the bird flu or something. Shit.
You over there eating bats, motherfucker. You can't be fucking around with no bats.
Yeah,
that
man.
That motherfucker mouth smell like porta potty. Yeah, my eyes watering and shit. Made the car cut off. Those shitty breath niggas. Hey, but you know what? They said ain't no way to make a motherfucker set up. When he stuck his hand in his pocket and grabbed his ass seat and found out the pocket was empty, he was the quietest motherfucker we knew.
Damn.
Hey, for the last month, that damn carrier been on here every week going off.
Motherfucker.
I'm beating your ass, you motherfucker. That motherfucker quiet as a church mouse. That motherfucker at work, huh?
Did you get that special order of Pumpkin's Place Grease I sent you?
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah.
That's what.
You need some lard, goddamn it. Go back to the old days, some lard.
Yeah, man.
God damn. That's crazy as a fuck. Come on, Eddie, God damn it, give me some excitement, God damn it. I need to hear something. I need to laugh while these motherfuckers.
Well, I'm waiting on you. I got the grease. The grease is hot.
Yeah. Watch Miami send New York ass home.
Oh, yeah, that shit tonight.
Shit, it's almost over.
Oh, that game playing already?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they ain't got number 4 minutes left.
Well, I can't watch it because I got the board up already on the computer.
Okay. Whatever. All right. Who we gonna fuck with first, Eddie? You pick one. I'll tell you about that.
Going alphabetical order. Going the order that it proceeded.
Shit. Well, you know who I got to. Who you got to fry first? That motherfucking dumbass donator. Right?
Oh, man.
Goddamn, had every motherfucker come to the Grove on Thursday, been talking about this shit. Goddamn, he go out there and pulling this motherfucker free money for this dumbass. Lord, got his ass drugged down the motherfucking track. Woo. Fry that motherfucker, Eddie. Just fry him. I got hold of it. You gonna fry this motherfucker about 10 times a night. Wake your motherfucking sleep, baby. Trying to burn that motherfucker. Oh, right, here you go. Round two, goddammit. They go right back. Same drivers and shit. Dude, that preacher boy done already hurt the motherfucking motor. He's smoking up the whole fucking track. Can't nobody see on three wheel side. The preacher boy got in that motherfucker and the car cut off, and they still trying to make the goddamn car straight. All that old bullshit. Preacher boy get in there, double bub, step on the motherfucking trans brake, got his foot on the floor. The man ain't even in the motherfucking tree. He bag out that bitch. Lenny rolls up to the first beam. Oop. There go the motherfucking red light. Now you got to throw Lenny and Terry on that motherfucker this time. Friday.
Well, you know, that was more
West Side, ain't it?
That was more meat in the grease, so you know you had to let it fry a little longer.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Ah, you got to fry this big mouth motherfucker that bring his shit to the track and work on this motherfucker all fucking day.
Oh, no.
Three little goddamn stalking that motherfucker, gonna run his ass on motor and fuck him up. All that mother, you could have paid the motherfucking punk out and saved your motherfucking ass at home. Why the fuck would you drive all the way out to the motherfucking Grove and then work on the car, look for a motherfucking driver, put they up in the goddamn car, they fat ass couldn't even fit in the goddamn car. His damn, he couldn't even close the fucking door. Man, fry Jeremiah ass with some extra spice.
Oh, man, that's a Jeremiah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
What were they talking about when they were saying if he opened his hood, the nitrous would work, but if he closed his hood, the nitrous didn't work? What was going on there, man?
Hey, man, I don't know. Maybe they had a sneaky peek switch on it. I don't know. That's the dumbest shit I've seen. Open the hood, it first. Oop, close it, it don't work. Open the hood, it closed. I couldn't believe that shit till somebody told me that shit. God damn. Yep. It just cost you some money for being a motherfucking jackass. Oh, man. So, all right, that's it for that. So, here we go for the next motherfucking week. God damn it.
From Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah, from Thursday to Sunday. Now, here come this motherfucking Big Mouth Terrier again. Fucking with the motherfucker that damn near whooped everybody last year. That motherfucker say, I ain't done. I got my regular driver back, god damn it. Police ain't looking for me no more, goddammit. I'm ready to ride. Man, he put that motherfucker in there and fuck before the motherfucker even stays good. That motherfucking bomb was gone, left that motherfucking Boo Magic, Orange Gold, whatever that slow motherfucker is, left his ass sitting there. He just chased him down the motherfucker. Right. Man, fry that dumbass donate again, man.
All right, I got to stop for the respect.
Yeah, well, you know what? They went out there and raced. I got to give them props. You know what I'm saying? Little Mo and Terrio. You know what I'm saying? They pulled the train on that bitch all week. His ass
They did the do. You know, I was surprised that didn't nobody else come out there, you know, and try to do a little racing, got doggy. You know, Vaughn been calling people out since the goddamn weather got warm enough for the track over.
Why the fuck would you be surprised nobody brings their car out?
Oh, I just thought maybe they was a little hot from, you know, not the whole
same way you ain't brought your motherfucking car out.
Ain't getting no limelight on
them
Thursday night races.
No, it ain't exactly the same, Chuck. It ain't exactly the same, because if I was able, that motherfucker be out there. You know, it ain't exactly the same, and I'm going to get out there as soon as I can. I already told my people, look, if I can't make it out there, come get this motherfucker. Take it out there, whoop dick ass and a few more asses, and then bring it home.
Hey, Eddie, the little blog talk shows be a little light, but you can imagine what that motherfucking morning show be like.
Oh, man. They'd be on after a while. They probably still over there talking shit and swinging, throwing bottles at each other and shit, but they'd be on there after a while. I'm pretty sure when they do, that shit gonna stir back up. If they ain't already on this motherfucker.
That was my little minor first of the year report. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to grow. It's going to grow, man. It's going to grow.
I hear Trigger Man got his ass pulled out last night, huh?
Tony Brown tore his ass up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that for a long time.
He's supposed to race up in Michigan next week.
I think they said bringing two cars.
Yeah.
Ooh, Trigger Man or Tony?
Tony.
I think he was supposed to have been up there for tomorrow in Milan.
It's at Brian Davis, right? On the 19th.
Okay.
And that's when goddamn it, Ryan and Leon get down. Oh, shit.
Yep, on the 19th. Yep. That's Friday.
Yeah. 42:39, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. 0537, come on.
Big Eddie, what's up, baby?
You the man, what's happening?
So did Ryan and Zay ever lock in for the 19th?
I don't think so. I heard Zay tell them to lock in, but then I don't know what went on after that. I never heard Ryan answer that.
Who is that? Is that Peanut?
Yeah, that's me. What up, Chuck?
That's
my
nephew.
Man, look. Hey, Peanut, I felt so bad for you, dog, because they had you on camera after the race. You just put your head down, looked like you was about to just man, I need to go beat this motherfucker up.
Against who? Against Priest.
Huh?
Against who?
When Terry on them was racing.
Oh, man.
Man. They got a shot of you just putting your fucking head down like, God damn.
You know I'm rocking with the West Ham, but man.
Yeah, I know. They should have put your ass in there to dry. See, at least you can wake up.
Nah, I ain't driving nobody coming, man. That's just how it's going to
be. I heard that, bro. I feel you on now.
Shouldn't have nobody been in that barbecue grill on wheels. That ain't nothing but a barbecue grill on wheels. You got to drive and fuck up in it. You tell me one thing that's good that's yellow. Baby shit ain't even good.
Oh, shit.
Sound like I'm too late for the fish fry.
Yeah, you poked around a little too long, man.
Yeah, if you didn't sit your ass at the restaurant, you would have heard it.
Oh.
What's up, Big Mark?
Nothing much, sir. How you gentlemen doing today, man?
We all good, man. Just laughing, getting a little recap of last week. That's all.
Man, it's a beautiful thing to see all these guys getting to the line, man. Early in the season, too. Hats off to you, Preacher Boy, doing your thing, man. Terry, you lost, but you got out there. So hats off to you, too, for getting to the line.
Man.
Hey, gotta teach the guys to respect the handicap.
Just call it like he is, man. You know that motherfucker, the donator, man. You can call his name the donator. It's all right. He ain't gonna get mad at you.
Hey, Chuck, well, you know everybody can't win, but if you engage, you know you trying. So
yeah, and this game is damn sure gonna be a winner and a loser.
Yeah, they kicking it off good.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anything going on for this weekend? Anybody doing anything?
Not unless them motherfuckers got jet skis.
Oh, man.
Ain't for the written one having their bracket race Saturday, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a big old bracket race. I think it's like 10,000 each day or something like that.
Yeah.
Damn.
That means it's supposed to be dry then tomorrow.
I don't know. I think it's only doing it though. One of them days. I know they say one day is a guarantee, and the other one is not.
The next weekend or this weekend?
It's gonna be dry tomorrow and rainy Sunday. So.
Right. So they said today was only for the people that want to come in and park, getting their parking space. If you want to come in and park, then tomorrow they're supposed to host the event.
Yeah, tomorrow it's going to rain for real until after 8 o'clock. But it's going to be cloudy all day. 78, but cloudy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, man. Man. So, Chuck, you ain't got no questions about nothing, man.
Well, what you want me to ask, Eddie?
You know, just one of your usual dumbass questions.
No, shit, you know. All I can say is everybody ain't a motherfucking driver.
Oh, man,
so
not the
right.
Steering wheel holder.
Damn, Chef, what you trying to say?
Hey, man. You let your motherfucking car cut off and I'll get some bugs on. Shit, yeah. Y'all don't need no motherfucker to pull me up. I'm in there.
Yeah. You probably still wouldn't have been in there yet if Pete wouldn't have ran up there and said, come on in, come on in.
You see, Three Lugs was trying to push his ass in there.
Yeah.
You seen it? So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I heard they were playing old school games out there on the racetrack. When Preacher Boy and Terrio Race, I heard they were playing Follow the Leader.
Oh, man, not a lane choice.
Yeah, I guess I kind of wanted the same lane. I'm glad Preacher Boy got done it. Just hurry up and get off the gas, not seeing him, you know.
Yeah.
That'd have been fucked up.
He wasn't nowhere close to me. It just looked like it.
Yeah, man. He wasn't nowhere close to me.
No, he wasn't nowhere close.
He wasn't nowhere close.
I was in a whole different area code than he was.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Hate to see a car cross like that, but good thing everything turned out all right.
Everything, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Ain't nobody go home with nothing but hurt feelings.
Oh, man.
Hey, wasn't supposed to be another race that night?
Yeah, it's supposed to be
Three Lug and, but they had a motherfucker bring his car to the track and worked on it all day.
See, they supposed to come to the track like I did with music, enjoying themselves, a wet rag, and wipes on the car, and come right out that box and go to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody else got anything they want to say? Come on ahead. What you got to talk about? Come on, man. You know, me and Chuck, we out here, and Kid and the usual guys, Marvin, Preacher Boy. You know, somebody want to come in here and talk to the bear. All right, fuck it, Chuck. Let's do a bad report, man. Let's do a bad report. That's dog shit, but we can do a Chicago bad report.
They got them damn Miami, like, they trying to hold on there. That's what I'm looking at.
Is
yeah,
that right?
They up by four. They up by four with 14 seconds. So, they finna send New York ass home. I just want to see the next game, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got the Lakers. You got the Lakers for the next game? For tonight.
No.
They're
at home. Yeah, they're at home.
Fuck. Yeah. I mean, you just can't count out LeBron, man. You just can't count him out.
I know. Hey,
yeah.
If that motherfucking Anthony Davis show up, Golden State ain't got a chance. Shit.
Nah,
mm-hmm.
Not tough.
That
Lakers
motherfucker
just ain't
start off and he go to sleep.
Oh, man, not the black Bill Walton.
Man,
they need
him. They need him. Get that, what's that kid that fucked up Golden State game 3 or 4? He walked a goddamn shot.
The one that scored 15 in the
puck,
right?
Yeah, it's over now.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Oh, hell, that is Yak.
Dang. No, that ain't no.
That's
Yak.
That's Marvin.
Yeah.
That's Marvin.
Yeah, preacher boy. Preacher boy.
He might have went on mute. He said he was
No, I'm on mute. I'm trying to get to the phone. Yeah.
Oh, quick question. What was on your mind when you was on the line when your car cut off?
Hurry up and dial this bitch up.
What he was
it didn't doing. Matter. I'd have dumped that bitch in gear. I'd have fired up behind him. I'd have dumped him in gear with my arm.
Okay.
That boy, preacher boy, he cut that car off. He got right on the train.
Yeah, man.
But the first thing that came to my mind was, oh shit, I'm double bull.
You know, I know what was on his mind. I'm paying these motherfuckers this money and my shit won't even stay started. Yeah.
I don't pay nobody. I did that. The cop went ahead and just loaded up.
Little piece of trash went through the needle and seat. When he got there and made that blast, that cleared that shit up.
Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
You could talk your ass off. That's more than the fucking something stuck in the carburetor.
Is that right? That right? That's all it takes?
Yeah, all right.
That motherfucking needle stuck open. It's going to be hard to idle that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chuck, you might be faster than me, but you sure ain't smarter than me.
Okay. Tell his ass lock in for next week, next Thursday, and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, who's locked in for next Thursday?
You missed what I said, Eddie.
I got you. I ain't know that, man. I ain't know that. Sorry, preacher. I ain't know that.
Shit.
Well, that was a whole race later, man. That was a whole race later, man.
Yeah.
That was the first race. When he came back up there the second time, he stayed running.
Yeah, but he killed everybody on that motherfucking side.
Yeah. I hate to hear that, man. I ain't know that, man. He looked so good going down through there. You know why
you didn't know it? Because you think you know every motherfucking thing, Chunk.
Damn, Chunk. Peace, brother. Peace. You know what I'm saying? We're a team, man. We can't be at each other like that.
I
all
ain't
time.
On your motherfucking team, Chunk.
You ain't?
Hell no.
Damn, you ain't got to say it like that, brother, you know. You're welcome to be.
Let's see.
You're a likable guy, man.
Hey, Eddie, if a car had fuel injection, it started smoking like that. You think it got a needle in there, too?
This car started smoking, man. Ain't seen no smoke.
Yeah.
I'll go back and watch the video, man. I didn't see that part.
Why you think they couldn't get the other car to the line? God damn it was killing them.
Yeah. How long is it before you get back together, man?
I don't know. That motherfucker wasn't as strong. It ain't as strong as it was when it came. You believe that shit.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preacher boy did his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Showing out too. Come on, get
he
it up.
He drove that motherfucker up
there.
Yeah, boy, but that goddamn little Mo wasn't fucking around.
Every Thursday at the Grove. Who next?
I wonder if Tim House was ready. We'll be having all this conversation going back on you.
if was anything, we all be rich. Eddie, why a motherfucker always talking shit and they ain't never gonna be ready, man? Answer that something, please.
Somebody, if you don't, if people don't want you on their team, I'll be on your team, man. I would love, it'd be an honor if I could be on your team. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, bro. You have one of them little stickers on your card, you might not never get that race, Tim.
Camp jumping ass motherfucker. Still ain't gonna make them pay.
Yeah, boy.
Doctor, can you help me? All I keep, I wake up in the night, 10 miles mud bone, 10 miles mud bone. I don't know why.
That's a fucked up thought. Cause when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm waking up the motherfucker next to me. It's time to race.
Man, having nightmares, man.
Yeah, man.
About the wrong at night.
Yeah, man. Well, that mystery caller called and tried to lock in Vaughn and... Huh?
I was asking Tim, did he turn some votes in this nice weather?
No, Sunday is Mother's Day, so I had to make sure that all these people, property and stuff was looking good. Now, Mother's Day is over with. Then you got Memorial Day and 4th of July and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just making sure I can get all this taken care of before I get ready and go do what I got to do.
Hey, don't forget to add Christmas in there.
Oh, man, add Christmas?
I don't like
Christmas.
I didn't respond to that.
Hey, Flock.
I didn't respond to
Flock.
That.
I know you heard that shit. Yeah. This motherfucker started naming holidays that ain't even holidays and shit. Mother's Day, Jones Day, Memorial Day, the day after Memorial Day, 4th of July. Man, we'll put Christmas
in
there, motherfucker. God damn. You getting your excuses out early, ain't you?
Oh, man.
Don't worry about it. I gotta take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know you got it, Tim. I know you got that. I know you got that
cover. Yeah.
Well, man, who was that mystery guy that came on last night calling people out, man, and then he disappeared?
Tick-tock.
Yes, sir. Say 1 on 10.
Ooh.
Shit got to change it, man. But he sounded like he was trying to go. All steel, all glass.
TikTok, TikTok, Mr. Chuck, no time for dilly-dallies.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know how many of you guys seen the flyers yet, but as y'all can see, we're trying to do something this year, trying to make it a little extraordinary, and hopefully that everything go down well, where everybody can come out and enjoy themselves. It's going to be grudge racing all day, and we got 5 shootouts events, so money going to be passed around. Stick your chest out and come and get some. The flyers are posted. So you check them out, share them out. Make sure y'all share them flyers. We're going to try to make this event real special so we can try to have some for people to follow right here up north every year, all throughout the year. If this thing work out and go well, we hoping we start a new beginning up here to try to get it back the way it used to be. That'd be the first start right there. Just like when we used to have them street car chaos and can on. Man, the track used to be full. So we just trying to do a little bit something different and hope that it catches on, you know. And we got, you know, the right people working together with us. And hopefully y'all come out and enjoy y'allself. Yes, sir. Well, Chuck, what's going on, man? Don't look like nobody want to talk to us, man. You think we ought to do a battle report,
Big
man?
Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Eddie, before you get going with your next subject, I was just saying, at the show, are you going to have a lot of security there? A lot of security? Because what
it's
I'm going to do
is
Chuck,
gonna be
it's going to be an awful crime. It's going to be against the law. That's going to tell
you. Oh, man.
Would you like to lock in for that day?
There was my phone again acting up. I don't know what the heck wrong with this thing.
Okay. I know it was some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Hey kid, where you at, kid?
Yeah, what up, Eddie?
Why don't you do a battle report for me before the next game come on, man, and you get into the next game, man. We going to get out of here, and we all going to be able to watch the next game.
Man, the game already on, man. What the fuck is you
game
talking
already
about?
Already on.
Well, before it get good, come on, do me a battle report, man.
Shit. Ain't but one bear, and that's Preacher Boy.
Well, who the cub?
Lil Mo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lil Mo.
Okay, well, is that all we got in the categories? We don't have no Jackass and no Lamont Sams or none of that?
Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't imagine. You got quite a few of them. Probably too many to name.
the Jackass would be Jeremiah. The Big Dummy Award, Lamont Sanford definitely got to be Terrio. And the hole that's selling pussy for $5,000 a pop is Terrio again, the donator.
Oh, man.
But that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's all I've seen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If it was a bully, it probably had to be Three Lug and Lil Mo. Probably either one of them two.
Yes, sir. Three Lug and Lil Mo.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, Chuck, they don't want to talk to us tonight, man, so everybody probably watching that game tonight, so we ain't going to try to stress this shit out. We're going to thank everybody. I mean, we got a nice little crowd on here, but we're going to thank everybody and for coming on in and listening to what we had to say for today. Thank each and every one of y'all. And we're going to take it on. And we're going to take it on out of here then.
Big Eddie.
Huh? Come on, Marvin.
I just got one question, man. When a motherfucker mentioned all glass, all steel, what does that normally mean?
That means the body parts and everything is basically all steel. You might have a fiberglass hood. You can have fiberglass bumpers. I believe you can even have a fiberglass trunk lid.
Correct.
And also I heard they said you can have a plexiglass.
That ain't all steel.
But that's what they consider in that class.
Correct.
I agree with kids. No, steel.
All of them got different rules, Eddie. It depends on who's throwing the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so. But when you're doing a grudge race, then they should communicate, because, you know, and tell them, hey, well, I got this, that, and other. Motherfucker might say, well, I don't give a fuck. As long as the other parts is this, that, and other, we can get out.
Because, it's a different in all steel and half steel and half fiberglass.
And somebody must have came off me.
Mama, they don't talking like that. Then they go inside.
Barbecue chicken.
You know I can't be around that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be around.
Alright.
Who was that, Eddie?
Oh, that was me, man. That was me and my wife, man. My bad.
Hello.
Yeah, all of them got all different rules.
It's a different in all steel and half steel and half fiberglass.
Definitely, I know the rule was you can have a fiberglass hood if you had to have fiberglass bumpers. And I know that was always good up here. Now, that was odd when I started hearing them saying you can have a plexiglass windshield. That's not all glass.
Optic armor. It's safer.
Yeah. That's a good-looking windshield. If you keep your mouth shut and get that chrome and shit back around there, they might think it's glass because they thought it was glass in my Monte Carlo. I had all the armor, that form off the armor, that shit looked just like glass. The side windows gave me away because they had to have them rods to hold it up. But everything else went in that frame, I put all the rubber and chrome on that shit, you couldn't tell.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, all steel, all glass to me is all steel body parts, but fiberglass hood, fiberglass bumper is good.
Trunk lid.
I heard the trunk lid can go too, but at least that is really all steel, all glass. But the hood was before the trunk lid. They used to didn't allow the trunk lid either, so that's why I would leave it where I used to know. You know, if you agree,
they want you to have everything they want on their car.
Right.
If it came, I can see the hood if you have to clear it, but everything else, if you said all steel, all glass, why do you need a fiberglass one? Why do you need all that? If it ain't glass, the only reason I can say that, I might say okay with the glass. If the car twists a little bit, it might bust the windshield or something like that. You know, that's safety reason.
Okay.
But nothing else.
Yeah.
And the bumpers, if it came, you know, some cars came with a plastic fiberglass bumper, but some cars, most cars came with steel bumpers.
Yeah.
So that's all steel, all glass to me. Only reason why you need a fiberglass hood is you got to put the hood.
You got
to
have that clear.
Clear the,
yeah.
That's right. That's the only thing I can say. that maybe you should have. Rest, it don't apply. If you say all steel, all rest, that's what it's supposed to be.
But if it's like that, though, you might as well cut a hole in the steel hood. If you're going to be all steel, be all steel.
Man, nobody wants to have their shit cut
there
open.
There you go. All steel, you're building all glass. Means exactly what it says, all steel and all glass. If you got a glass hood on it, it ain't all steel. If you got a plastic window in it, I don't care if you got one, then it's not all glass. I mean, these guys got the word to stuff differently. Now, if they should say, steel roof and quarter.
Mm-hmm.
All glass and all steel is exactly what it says.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
If you got a glass
hood,
it ain't all glass. Steel. Marvin just nailed it. He said, if that's the case, then you need to put a scoop on a steel hood.
All right.
Yeah, that'll work.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what you know, if they were to have to, somebody was to challenge that. I don't care about you need a glass hood for hood screw clearances. That doesn't matter. If you say all steel, all glass, then you better clearance that steel hood.
That's right.
I like that.
The one car that I know that was all steel and all glass that I had was the Dodge. That white Dodge had a steel hood and everything. Steel bumpers, everything on it.
Mm-hmm.
They all look for checks when they waste anyway, so y'all know how that shit goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, and everything he said is 100% right. But if two people on the race and they got them little parts on there and they don't care about it, they need to discuss it and come to an agreement before they lock their money in. Because what he's saying is right, you know.
Yeah, all steel is all glass. It's all glass. Don't say nothing about the seat. It doesn't say anything about the seats. It says all steel and all glass.
That's right.
You can pull the seats out. You can put one seat in it, whatever the case may be. But the body got to be all steel. You got to have steel bumpers.
And all glass.
Have all the factory style glasses in it.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a no-brainer. It's what it said is.
So, yes, sir.
That's what I have to say about that. But, you know, first thing they're going to say, what makes him right? What makes it right is what they identify as. If you got glass deck lid, only one glass bumper, only plastic front windshield, it ain't legal for that class according to what the class identify as.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a full chassis, but it says all steel, all glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what I got to say about that?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I be listening a lot of times. I just don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that clarification, Big Drag.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it ain't worth even talking on, though. But they're going to do what they want to do with God.
The first thing they're going to say is what I just said was, who makes him God and all this? And it ain't nothing about being God or make me be able to say what's right or wrong. I'm going off of what you said.
Right.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Just like that.
It's what it is, you know. They do make a cow hood for certain cars that steal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially some of the G-body cars like the Malibu and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and for like a Cutlass, mm-hmm. they make aluminum hood for them from the factory.
Mm-hmm. Like a 78 color?
A G-body, like a 81 color. They make an all-aluminum hood for that. And it's pretty light.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the factory.
Okay.
But this is what they'll wind up doing. This is what happens. When they do that all steel, all glass, and they give them people all that opportunity to do that, they don't even get fiberglass. Them fools go get carbon fiber. Fiber who? And then holler. See, they still break the rules. They still going to find a way to break the rules. So you're wasting your time.
Excuse me.
Better out than in.
I have to have them take the floor out their car and put carbon fiber floors in their car.
But you want to know something, preacher boy? If a Joker had 10 floors in his car, lightweight floors in it, in an all-steel or all-glass class, it can't be disputed. Because the all-steel and all-glass means the body and the window.
The outer shell, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of these cars out here that's real light, really light.
Mm-hmm. That's how you go fast. You got to get light. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get that weight off you. You see it, try to get little.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coming to the track with that little car today?
I want to go next week. If I hear back from them boys about racing, then I may take it to Martin.
Oh, okay. Well, you want some get back?
Yes, sir. They showed me I got the brakes. I got to try it.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Got to try it.
Yes, sir. Well,
Greg, if you say shedding weight on it is important, then maybe y'all let me get in it. That even make the car lighter than the last pass.
Yeah.
So.
Eddie, you ain't no bigger than me. I don't get in it because I don't fit the car good. My head is soft. I need to take the seat out of the car to drive it.
Damn.
Wow.
That's why I don't drive the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So who you got driving for you, Dre?
Leon.
Oh, Leon, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, big head boy, I can't believe his head is fitting the car, Dre.
Who, Leon?
Yeah, that boy head kind of heavy.
He ain't tall as me. You know, Leon is like 5'10 or something like that, 5'11. I'm 6'3. And then I'm big.
Yeah. Oh, Leon ready to tear that hole and run. He look at you. He can't wait now, boy. He say, I'm ready.
Yeah.
And don't nobody go back and tell him that I talked about his head.
He probably listening.
Oh, man. Yeah. We was on the phone talking the other day, and we had some pretty good conversation going down. Oh, shit. I'm going on mute.
Watch you, sucker.
I told you, bro, you might have been listening.
What's happening?
What up, Licky?
Not a whole lot, nothing, man. Standing there watching TV.
Yeah, I know that's right, man. I was just about to bail out of here before drag came on, man. Finna watch that game, boy. We had a little action. We talked about that action that went down Sunday and Thursday. And, hey,
drag
came on. Huh?
We have some more next week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you get a high off the press, boy. Ooh-wee. Yeah, it's on the show.
Yeah, man.
We're going now, y'all. 131 next Friday.
Yes, sir.
There's that tomorrow's performance. Race ready to go at 6 o'clock.
Ooh-wee.
What time is going to go?
Eddie, you're going to get it hot off the press.
What time to
yes,
get
sir.
They say they're going to open early. That's all I know. They're opening early. Private testing on Thursday.
Oh, man. What they charging for that, Leon?
$300.
Ooh wee.
Not bad.
Hey, they got a lot of cars coming up. I've been looking on Facebook, looking at all them cars that they're coming there. They have a nice turnout.
Okay. That's good, man.
I think they're gonna have a pro mod shootout or something going on, cause see, what I was just looking at, there's a bunch of them up coming up there. Mm-hmm.
I know, I think is that the one that Ryan Hendricks is supposed to be showing up to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because him and Boss was talking about locking in.
Hey, they got some bad routes coming up there. I'm looking at them. They got some toll miles coming up there.
Oh, man.
That's going to be a good turnout. All right. Going down, baby.
I might sneak that old red pro mod up there, goddamn it. I might sneak that red pro mod up there. I don't want to announce it because then nobody else will come through the gate.
Hey. They always hollering they want glue. They got the glue, and they got some bad song guns coming up there.
Yeah.
Four cars, pro mod. We'll be there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What else going on here?
I ain't nothing else for me. Nothing too much at all, man. Just glad to see what I saw this week. You know, that was a good start.
That was a good break at the Grove Sunday.
Yes, sir.
It didn't go Terry away. Sit on that camera, and you should have been cussing at that car in itself.
Dumbass.
Well, hey Leon,
dumbass,
I need you to at least send me the. I can't even get that part.
Do what?
You know, you videoed us talking shit. I can't see it because you got me blocked. So could you at least send that to me?
Oh, man. That you blocked.
I don't know how I can send it to you if you're blocked. Somebody else, I don't know how to operate this phone like that.
Hey, Leon, you blocked me, that dog, and I'm going to come.
Well, listen, you better not make him mad, then. He's going to block everybody.
No, I don't. You know why? You know why I block a lot of people? Because I get tired of them. And I'm gonna speak for all the races. I did it for a reason because I had a lot of old racers couldn't go to the track to watch my live feed. Not funny. But then you turn around, the people who go race, it's okay to get on them. But I just get tired of people standing out and racing when they're trying to race and spend their money and go out there. You just sit there and dog them out for weeks and weeks and weeks. So I have to cut people out like that. I'm giving you something to like watch, and you ain't got to spend a drop of gas. And then you tear the people down for a month. That's why I did that. I blocked you for your work, man. You had issues like I really did something to you. So I said, hey, if you feel like
that. Well, you couldn't have blocked me for that because I don't say nothing about nobody racing. So I know that ain't why you blocked me.
Damn. Oh, man, Cooper and them, they couldn't go to the set like that. And his daughter had connected me with his granddaughter connected me with him. And now and I was going live then to see what was going on at the track. That's what I did. I don't do it much now because I get tired of people that don't go to the race track, but they quick to pass somebody down, so that would stop me from doing it. I don't do it as much.
I heard that.
You can't go anywhere, but I get it to you. Hey, tell Eddie to send it to you.
You can't send it. If you got it blocked, you can't send it to nobody.
All right. Even if I send it to him, it'll give him a message saying this. The reason for this video is because the person that shared it. Yeah.
Right.
The person that shared it shouldn't have shared it or some shit.
Right. You got to come on block to do it.
It all depends on how you got your security. He might not have you blocked, but are y'all friends?
Yeah, but he can see my stuff. I share stuff to him all the time on Messenger. But
you might have yours set up for the public to see, and he probably got his set up for just his friends.
Right, but he's on my thing, so he's a friend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, Leon.
Huh?
Leon.
Yeah.
Money said, "What happened to you and Sam?"
Oh shit! Money, goddamn it.
Chuck, Jeremiah, Ian was talking to somebody, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was standing behind him. Jeremiah walked up to him, and he looked back, and Jeremiah squeezed him and picked him up off his feet. So when Jeremiah set him down, Ian popped his blade. Jeremiah went in his pocket. I'm standing beside Sam, and we moving back, and he helped me scoot back and blocking me at the same time. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? So he's using me for a steal.
New Jack City, Chuck.
He's
using me for a steal, Chuck.
Yeah. Money, you always start shit. Oh, God damn. Yeah, New Jack City, Eddie. You're right. Picked up that little girl.
That's the little money said, bitch, and he's trying to stop some shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you gonna say? I was getting you out of the way. Yeah, motherfucker, look at his eyes that big. His eyes that big, and his voice went up. Ho, motherfucker, what you doing? You can see him.
Oh, man.
Hey, Money, why you send me to do the dirty work?
Because I wasn't off of mute yet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Chuck, you got to be careful who you standing next to, man. If you under 140 pounds, you better be careful who you standing next to.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Listen to that stupid ass stereo head nerd the way I curse that thing. Big dummy.
Huh?
You see the shirt stereo head on say, you big dummy.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody got a lot of background. Somebody got a lot of background noise.
On the failure.
Hey, preacher boy, I didn't notice the shirt until Leon said it, and I had to walk off. Leon was telling me, you should have known what was going to happen. Look at the damn shirt he wearing. Man, I looked at his shirt, man, I had to walk off, man.
Hey, man, they sent me these stupid-ass pictures with his look on his face, and then on the bottom of the picture said, read the shirt. Man, I looked at that shirt, and then it passed out laughing.
Man, I had to walk off, man. That damn Leon ain't got no filter.
I just seen it. But listen, while we were talking shit to each other, the white lady kept saying, look at his shirt. I thought she was talking about me, but I dust myself off and walked out the equation. She was talking about Terrio.
Man. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. I like Leon commentary on the mic, but I like Mr. B commentary when everything is over with. And then Mr. B came over there, man. He was clean shaven. He had a fresh-ass haircut. He looked at me with that straight face, boy, only in Mr. B fashion. He looked at it, he said, "Hey, man, it took a lot of innocent people down with him." Man, Mr. B hit you with that straight face, boy. He'll throw that jab and have a straight face, and you can't do nothing but laugh. And he'll walk off.
Hey, money.
Yeah.
Go look on Eddie Page.
All right, I'm gonna have to pull his page up. But man, look, hey, Chuck. When they were talking about the race, they was like, man, Preacher Boy got in there and double bubbed. And Preacher Boy had then went in there and did his burnout. Got up there and double bubbed the coffee. They were hollering, Terrio, get in the bees. Terrio's still over there whacking on it. Ooga, get in the bees. Preacher Boy was sitting over there nice and calm. He fired it up and got ready to get up there and put some arms on the damn car. They say, come on, Terrio. That mama Terrio, ooga. Get your boy ass over there. That motherfucking high performance starter was doing his damn job. And as soon as he double bud, the car cut on and Preacher Boy tore ass out of there. And Terrio got behind him. Only thing I heard motherfucker say, he need to put a siren on that motherfucker. He behind him chasing him like he the police. Man. Everybody was, I'm like, hell no. I can't come out here with y'all.
But y'all know what the funny part was. You know, my people behind me, they said, man, when you double bug and the car cut off, they said, we went to grab the wing to snatch you back out the beam. I said, you motherfuckers better be careful because I was going to sway that bitch. Y'all can be holding all you want to.
Hell, oh, man.
He said, when he heard it, time,
good,
he got
they didn't. Good. Good, they didn't do that, man. That might have red lighted you.
Red lighted hell.
Nah, he was the only one in the area, wasn't even in the thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was going backwards, not forward.
Right, right.
I put a good picture up there for you, Eddie, on your page for that big
time. Uh-huh, man. Let me go look at it right quick, man.
That's the real Lamont Sanford.
Uh-huh, man.
That man's supposed to have been the jackass, the Lamont Sanford, the asshole. You name it, it could have been him.
He wasn't the jackass. Jeremiah was the jackass.
Oh, wait, man. Look at that thing.
Oh, Jeremiah said, y'all don't count me out. Don't count me out. I'm out.
Yeah, man, he did a whole video saying, don't count me out.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Chuck, I don't see nothing but my head down. And you got Terry O, goddammit, with this hot-ass shirt on, looking like a wet bag of shit.
Hey, I tried to get a wet Thursday dick dummy. That's the best I could do. That was part of the problem. Y'all was talking about going back.
Hold on, I got to send you the video, the picture they sent me, though, man. This is the shit that I had y'all laughing. I'm going to put it up.
Big dummy.
I mean, that man talked $1 million worth of shit, man.
Yeah. All I can say is stay in front of him. Stay in front of him.
Ain't hard to do. He said, whoop a car that cut off. I ain't going to whoop a car that run.
Got a point there. Just so y'all motherfuckers don't forget, Martin is an owl in front of us. So don't leave the motherfucking crib, goddammit, that folks thinking you're going to get there at 6. You'll get there at 7.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Which one y'all think hurt the most? When Lenny red lighted, they best driver, or when that big dummy crossed over behind me?
Red light. But it hurt more for him because he was driving.
I think that red light hurt the most because you lost right there. You didn't even get a chance to crack your tires over before it even started.
That red light works. You don't even get a chance.
Now, that's when y'all should have got Terry O picture whenever that son bitch seen that red light fly out.
Shit, everybody that was behind this car just threw their hands up in there. Yeah.
Well, if I had a GoPro in the car with me, y'all had a ball. I was laughing. I was easing on down the track saying, these are the stupidest motherfuckers I ever raced.
They took a trash dummy and put a bigger dummy in.
A crash dummy to a bigger dummy. God damn. Oh, man. Oh,
summer gun. When they win, they supposed to talk stuff. They supposed to do that. But I also know what make you laugh or make you cry.
Hey, listen. And that's the main reason I'm talking shit, because they kicked me around like I was a soccer ball. But boy, look who's up, man.
I remember when Preacher Boy wasn't trying to race. He was like, we don't race each other. They forced him into that race. And boy, look what happened.
They unleashed that dog and he bit him.
Yeah, man. Well, who,
you remember
who
he
stuck
said,
him on you, Preacher Boy? Preacher Boy. At first, Terrier was in grins. He was in the grins with you. So who stuck him on you and made him change his mind to race you, man?
It's Daddy. Him Daddy did that to him.
Him
Daddy didn't even bet with him. Daddy, you know that Daddy told him after the race? I fuck with some people over there. Bring your ass home. Look over there. Do you want some of this too, old man? Nope.
No.
No. Yo, Terry, get your ass up and get in the car.
Yeah, man, that was fun.
Terry couldn't even go get no supplies and shit. He was out in the backyard with a BB gun shooting birds off of tree limbs and that thing.
Did anybody call and check on Terry?
Hell no, who give a fuck? He got them big
limbs. Oh,
man.
Don't
be like that. Don't be like that. Don't nobody heard from him, man. Somebody got to give him a call and check on him.
He need to, he need to get himself some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation from a muffler and a nigga holding to the phone.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Smelling like porta potty.
Shit, you want to check on and drive over to Pumpkin's place? It's open late night now.
Hey, that Pumpkin's place look like Wendy's. He'd have built a drive-thru in that bitch. Hey, that motherfucker signed up for Uber Eats.
I heard the
price of order over
$100 for order. Yeah. Go on up there and get some
picture,
boy.
Hey, they said that motherfucker selling his food like Big Perm did that ice cream to them little kids. My motherfucking change. Get the fuck on. He ain't giving no change up or nothing.
He'll be back.
Hold on, y'all. I got to throw this in, y'all. Y'all know that ratchet-ass bitch borrowed money to race me at the track? Because he hollered, I had borrowed $300. That bitch borrowed $800. Cherry hole. And he still ain't putting it on. Damn.
Oh, man.
He told the man he going to get free chicken for a year.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that got to hurt.
Me and Terry, listen,
when we get together, I'm gonna be able to tell him. Listen, he ain't got to stop counting. I tell him to. That's something that didn't even start counting.
Hey.
The rest of my gonna last. Yeah, that's a move.
How the game going so far, y'all?
Lakers by 10. By 8.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all cracking jokes. Ain't nobody heard from his ass either, though.
That one time
telling
you that.
Oh,
last night they said the nigga phone went off.
And he
said the nigga phone went off last night.
Yeah, since all the grad workers should go cut the money back, man,
because
he
took a bad
tip.
Hey, didn't Lenny come on last night? I thought I heard Lenny.
Yeah, Lenny came on last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Because we was all at the track. Lenny came on last night.
Yeah.
Hey, they said Terry didn't even go to the restaurant today. His workers opened it up.
Damn.
That man went from telling me that. Hey, that man told me I was a dummy because I went to steal. That man told me I was a dummy because I tested my car every day. Look what it got him. At least I know, hey, Dog liked him because Dog made him a thot and a jackass of the week.
What's that?
Oh, boy.
He didn't
tell me to talk. He called me. He needs to call me down here. Yep. Yeah. Next time we see a yellow motherfucker, it might be an auction.
Yeah, y'all. We might as well get on up off of here, man, and go watch that game, man.
I ain't got much out for jump shots, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, y'all go watch the game.
Yeah, I'm going to be like kid. I want to watch some of that game.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I want to thank everybody for coming on, man. We had a pretty good show, but it is playoff time, so a lot of you guys sitting back listening don't want to come on and express themselves, so we're going to get up out of here, y'all. So until next time, I want to say peace to y'all. Be and stay safe. Yes, sir.